Well, kind of fun news, huh?
Yeah. We've actually known about this for a little while and have had to sit on it, if you will. But it was really nice. It's a big deal for me and my family. And the cool thing was when the call with Rod Carew came, I was with my family. And they have really been the warriors through this because, as you know, there's an awful lot of travel and an awful lot of, you know, separation when you do what we do for a living. And they were very supportive throughout, so I was just tickled on a personal level that they were all there to share the phone call.
All these years you've emceed those Hall of Fame on-field ceremonies, and now you're the center of it. How will that be, do you think?
Well, they tell me they're going to have somebody else emcee it, and that's the only disappointing thing for me, because I figured if I emceed my own induction, for one thing, it's never been done before, right? Not here, not in Cooperstown, nowhere. And it would be kind of a unique thing and a special thing and a good thing for a lot of reasons, not the least of which would be that my induction speech could be as long as I wanted it to be, right? And I think when they heard that, they decided, no, we better get somebody else.
That's pretty cool. What is it, as a guy from Minnesota, I know you had a little detour to Missouri early in your life, but spent most of your life here, to have the impact you've had through the sports world, through the Minnesota Twins?
Well, it's meant a lot because I'm old enough to have been around when the Twins played their first game in 1961. And Dumont, Minnesota was a very small town back then. It's much smaller now. But we were all Twins fans growing up, right? And to be able to be in the same room, if you will, with Bob Allison, Harmon Killebrew, so on and so forth, it really means a lot to me because I have followed this team almost my entire life. And now I just think, how lucky am I, right? For 40 years, they paid me to go to their games, and now something like this. It's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah. From that standpoint, how has it been now? I mean, I know you still occasionally come to the ballpark. Getting to do some other things maybe in the summer.
Well, as has been proven here again recently, we don't live here year-round because of the weather in January, right? We do it because of the weather in June and July. And I've been able to enjoy my summers in such a way that almost every other Minnesotan has enjoyed for years. It's just I was busy doing my thing, whether it was home or on the road. I mean, I had blinders on. I was focused on my job all the time. I'm starting to get my golf game back, which I thought was forever gone. But I'm actually getting my draw back off the tee a little bit, which is encouraging. But it's been great. And I will say this. The fans have been so wonderful in my retirement, whether I run into them at restaurants or wherever, on the golf course, at the bait shop. They've just been so supportive. And it's really been a wonderful last couple of years, even though there are parts of the job that I miss terribly, mostly the people that I had the privilege to work with.
I'm sure you've been asked this a lot. What are some of your favorite moments as the Twins broadcaster?
Well, pretty much everything that developed throughout the 1987 season, given the context that I did not do games in 1986. I thought my broadcasting career was over with. And then I started again with the Twins mid-season in 87. And the way that all progressed, because when I started, and people would find this hard to believe, but you can check on it, my first year, 1983, Twins weren't on anyone's radar screen. I did a four-game series at the Metrodome against Seattle, and the announced attendance, the tickets sold for the four games, was just over 12,000. Not per game. That's for all four. That's how desperate the situation was here for this baseball team. And to think that just a few years after that, they would win the World Series. And I'll add one more thing, though, too. A few years ago, we did games with no fans in the stands. We did a limited schedule. But as part of a broadcast team that, A, was willing to do that, do it seamlessly, flawlessly to the point where most fans didn't realize we weren't in Cleveland. We were in the booth here at Target Field. To be a part of that was something really, really special. And I'm not sure there's anything that I did in my 40 years with the Twins that I was prouder of than doing those games that year. And it not because of my abilities or talents, but to be part of a team that was willing to, had to, think out of the box and put the games on TV.
At a time, right, when a lot of people are inside needing a connection to something, and you guys provided that.
As great as it was, I think, weren't we all tired of watching Game 7 of the 91 World Series night after night after night? People needed something new to watch, and we were a part of something really, really special that year. And I don't care if it was a camera person, a tape operator, an audio person, everybody, I think, realized that we were doing something really unique that had never been done before, but something that the people really needed to have done at that time.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mike.